reaction when I speak of you. The Savior and King of glory is all that we need. Thank you, Jesus. I can't see, but I believe that He's coming back for me. Feel so strong.
To Women Networking for Jesus and with Jesus. This is Darlene McGee, and as every week, I'm excited to be here, and I'm thrilled because the Lord has given us another day to say thank you, Jesus, and I say thank you, Jesus. Alongside of me is Pastor LaShawn Brown. Hey.
Hi, so good to be here. Just a blessing.
It is a blessing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing.
It's exciting.
It's amazing and exciting. To be here. And, you know, just listening to that song, listeners, about waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pastor Sean and I, we drove up a little while ago, and she said to me, so what are we talking about tonight? And I was like, I don't know. I was waiting for the Lord to put something on my heart. And just as before we got on the air, I just felt the need to talk about waiting on the Lord. And I know I've spoken about this many times before, about waiting on the Lord. And I just feel that we're going to talk about that today, because I don't know about anyone else, but I am waiting on the Lord for certain things that He has put in my spirit and He has told me about. And I, right now, I'm waiting on the Lord. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that He is going to come through, because He wouldn't have told me these things if it wasn't true, you know. And that's just something about the Lord. Sometimes He tells us things and He doesn't say when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. But it's a chance for you to trust and believe and know without a doubt that the Lord is taking you where He said He's taking you. He's doing what He said He's going to do. His words do not return void to Him. Mm-hmm. So if the Lord is giving you a dream or is giving you a desire, you know, and I'm saying the Lord has given to you. I'm not saying something that you decide that you see someone else is doing, or there's something out there that you want to do, but something spiritually deep down the Lord has put something in you to birth, to nurture, and to do, to deliver. The Lord will definitely bring it to forth, fruition. Am I correct?
That's correct. That is so correct. I was just looking at a scripture, darling, in Isaiah chapter 40. And if I could just read down to that, it says that in verse 29, it says, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So that is such a good word. You know, as you were saying, we are to wait on the Lord, because in these day and time, in addition to, like you say, the Lord giving, places something on your heart to birth, wait before him. And also there are many saints that have just been going forth in the Lord, you know, and just obeying and doing what he's placed on their heart. And sometimes it gets a little, you know, the wind start blowing out there, and the trials and tests start coming as you're obedient to the Lord. Amen. But you know what? Don't give up. Wait before the Lord. Yes. And that wait before the Lord, darling, it's not like sitting on the dock of the bay. It's not like that kind of waiting on the Lord. This waiting on the Lord is a worshiping before him as well, you know, that we're not getting ahead of him. Mm-mm. He said that to me once. He said, daughter, now I want you to walk with me now. I don't want you to get ahead of me. Mm-hmm. You stay right here with me. In other words, let's walk together to get this work done. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a worshiping him and staying before him and walking with him, no matter what it looks like out there, no matter how trials or tests will try to come to try to deter you or try to stop you from what you know God has placed on your heart to do, as you were just saying in the opening. You know, no, don't let anything stop. Just stay before him and just worship him and give thanks to him. And that's how you wait upon him. Do you know when you just praise him, like you were saying at the tea the other night, you said, I was just praising God. Mm-hmm. Your strength is renewed. Yes. It was like, hey, I'm ready to go on. Yes. You know, so yes, that's a key to strength being renewed as we wait upon the Lord. What do? While we wait? Do we just sit with our hands crossed?
No.
We worship. We praise him. And believe me, when the praise goes up, the blessings come down. It's amazing how your inner man just gets quickened and strengthened and enlightened. You know, oh my goodness, you just stir up, you know, the Holy Spirit within you. You get stirred up, and you say, oh my goodness, God, I thank you. Thank you for the praise. Thank you that I didn't just sit here and mope while I'm going through this test or that test. I'm not going to mope, Lord. Because he said in Psalms 100, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and enter into my courts with praise. When we do that, amen, even when it's a time where we might be waiting to hear an answer from him, or maybe a time that seems to be a testing time and a little resistance, come before him with praise and worship. Mm-hmm. And it says right here in verse 31, he shall renew your strength as we wait upon him with the praise, as we wait upon him. You were just dancing and dancing before
the Lord. And it's true. I mean, I like to tell examples of things to people of myself. And, you know, the Lord has given me, he showed me something many, many years ago, you know. And automatically I thought, okay, well, it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen next month. It's going to happen next year. It's going to happen in 2 years. Listeners, I have to tell you, it's been 15 years the Lord has shown me something. 15 years, not five, not one, but 15 years. Now, I have the choice and option to like say, 15 years, that's way too long. Maybe I misunderstood the Lord. Maybe I didn't hear him correctly. But I know what I know what I know. Now, I have a choice to either give up and just, you know, dismiss what the Lord has showed me, or I can hold on. But I have to say, in the interim, like Pastor Sean said, in the interim, you're just not sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. He's testing us. He wants to make sure that, you know, our character is built, our strength is built, our patience, our compassion. There are different things that he has to do. There's a whole process. You know, when God shows you something that's amazing, it's just not, there's a process that you need to go through in order to get to where he's taking you there. So as you are waiting, you're praising, worshiping, and cultivating your relationship with God. You know, you're working. You're not just sitting around just looking out the window. First, I thought that's what I was going to do, just sit around and wait till it happens. But God said, no, there's so much that you need to do to get from point A to point Z. Or to point, you know, X. There's a lot for you to do in the interim. So I just want to encourage you. Don't give up. If the Lord has shown you something and there's a desire, there's a baby about to be birthed, and it's been 1 year, it's been 10 years, it's been 15 years, hold on to what the Lord has said. Because his word, again, I shall say, his words do not go back, do not return to him void. So hold on to your dreams, your spiritual dreams the Lord has given you, the visions that he has given you, the destiny that he has shown you. Hold on to that. Because I don't know about you listeners, but just like that song says, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And just like that scripture says, wait on the Lord. And I just want to encourage, I can't say it, I can't emphasize it enough, but just hold on to what the Lord has given you. Don't give up. Sometimes we give up too soon, just before the breakthrough, just before he comes through with what he's told you, and then we abandon it, we abort it. So hold on to that dream, that vision, the promise that the Lord has given you, and just keep and work towards it. You know, and just like Pastor Sean said, don't get ahead of him. You know, because sometimes the Lord tell you something. I know many people, the Lord has told them something. Next thing you know, the Lord has told them maybe they're going to be a pastor, or they're going to, next thing you know, they went and opened up a church, or they ran. The Lord said they're going to do this. They run up and they do it. And the Lord said, I didn't tell you. I told you the end of it, but I didn't tell you, you know, everything that you have to do to prepare for preparation to get to where you need to be. Mm. So just go with his lead and not your own. And then, like, Lord, I thought you said, he said, yes, I did, but you jumped ahead of me. I didn't tell you to do it then. I didn't tell you to do it that way. I didn't tell you to do it there. So just make sure that you have a relationship with the Lord. You can hear his voice and know, you know, when he's telling you to stop, to go, to yield. You know, that's so important, because so many times we mess up. Lord's not going to mess up, but we'll mess it up if we jump ahead of the Lord. So I just want to just say, hold on. What is your dream that the Lord gave you? Mm-hmm. What is the desires of your heart? Mm-hmm. The Lord will give you desires of your heart if it's in line with his. So just hold on, mm-hmm. and just keep pressing. Press towards the mark. Press mm-hmm. towards the mark. He would not have told you that. He's given you that dream or that baby to be birthed if it wasn't going to come to fruition. So I encourage you to just hold on.
That is so good, darling. That is so good. Hold on. And it's something you were saying also as you were sharing. You mentioned about God's word doesn't return to him void. And I just want to share that scripture with the listeners. Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, so shall my word be. He spoke the verse before about just like the rain comes down from the and snow from heaven. It doesn't return to there. It waters the earth, and it bring forth a bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Then it says, so shall my word be. My word is just like that. It goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it will prosper anything which I sent it. So like you said, hold on to that word and just keep believing his word and speak it. It will not return unto him void. There will be a performance of that word that God has spoken in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, so this strength, as I was looking at the word at wait, I came across a couple of scriptures, and we read one in the beginning about waiting on the Lord. He shall renew your strength. And darling, I found another scripture that says, wait on the Lord and be of, this is Psalms 27, verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. So I'm seeing a pattern here. As we wait upon the Lord, we're strengthened.
Yes.
You know, the world's not going to strengthen you.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can't. The world's not going to strengthen you, so the enemy will try to just to expose him.
Yes.
His MO is to try to say, oh, well, you know, do this or do that. Mm-hmm. No, the world is not going to strengthen you. They're not going to encourage you. No, you wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. It says here in Psalms and in Isaiah that we read, Isaiah mm-hmm. 41:31. And he shall strengthen your heart. And so many of God's people, their hearts need to be encouraged.
Oh, yes.
Even about the dream, as you say, he's given them dreams, or even something they're started doing already as the Lord has instructed them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like obstacles keep trying to get in their way. So
hold on.
Yes. Keep as pressing. You were saying, hold on. Don't give up. Continue to wait before him.
Mm-hmm.
And just give him thanks. Lord, I know you said that mm-hmm. you were going to do this, and I am going to just be sit still for a moment and just give thanks to you. I'm not going to let my thoughts run, because the enemy wants your thoughts to run, you know, and he takes one thought and try to turn it into a whole film in your mind.
In your mind.
If you allow him. Yep. So we're not going to take that negative thought and let him make a whole negative movie out of it. The devil is a liar. And Jesus is the Messiah. No, don't let him do that.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't go down that road of
and
negativity.
That's what he does. Like, the enemy will mess with your mind. You know,
that's
one
right.
of his biggest tricks. You know, and I find for me, when I find myself, you know, thinking things, wandering, or, you know, my mind wanders to, like, well, I'm going to tell her off. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that if someone does me wrong. I just say, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I just bring it back to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, you have to really learn how to control your mind and your thoughts, because the enemy will take it.
Mm-hmm.
He will take your mind, because that's what he does. He'll get into your mind. And sometimes you're like, well, I can't believe I was thinking that. The enemy plants things in our minds. And it's up to us to understand where it's coming from, bring it
exactly.
back, reel it back in. And what I just say, Jesus. Just start, and I smile.
Wow.
Just bring my mind back to Jesus.
That's good.
Because if not, I'll be saying, well, why did she say that? Why did she do that? And why did he do that? Or whatever. And just start saying, well, I can't believe it. Just stop it. Cut it. Stop it. I just say, Jesus, bring my mind right back to the Lord. Focus on him, you know, not focus on other things. And that was just an example
wow,
of, you know.
No, that's
but,
great.
But it's just so important for us to understand where these thoughts are coming from.
Exactly.
Because if you let your mind lead you, next thing you know, you're going to get in trouble. You know,
right.
So really it's like, it's a matter, Joyce Myers has a book and it was really good. It's a battlefield of the mind.
Exactly.
And it is. Sometimes you wonder why you're thinking this and then you're trying to reel it back and you're thinking it again. The enemy keeps planting things. Don't tell her off or go do this or, you know, whatever. And just bring it right back to Jesus.
Exactly.
Let him win. Don't let the enemy win. Because
exactly.
the enemy is doing everything he can to try to discourage you. You know, why is she looking at me like that? What does it mean by that? You know, just try to just cut it and just say Jesus and allow Jesus to just be your focus. Because the more you focus on Jesus, the less you can focus on this other stuff that the enemy is putting in your mind. And that's a whole other show about your mind and battlefield of the mind and just trying to, you know, control your mind and try to bring it back to Jesus. Keep focusing on the Lord. Keep focusing on good things. Just keep focusing on him. And I find it works. It works for me when I find myself wandering around and, you know, thinking about things that when I'm praying and all of a sudden thoughts start coming in and, you know, we have to do this and I have to do that and I'm late for this, I'm late for that, and this, you know, interfering with my time with the Lord. I'm like, just Jesus. I just call on
Jesus.
Everything else can wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to my sister this morning about, you know, spending time, and I'm very serious about spending time with the Lord every day, and I can think of a million things to do. I can think of what I need to do and where I need to go and, you know, and things like that, but I just want to be still. Just be still. And also I was saying to my sister this morning, Sandy, I was saying to her how so many times we start praying to the Lord and we're asking him for things. Lord, please, you know, do this. And Lord, please do that. And Lord, I need this. And Lord, that. Sometimes it's just good just to be in the presence of the Lord.
Just be in his presence.
And just be so grateful and thankful and just say, Lord, I'm just so in all of you. I just want to spend time with you. I just want to be in your presence. I just want you to love on me as I love on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes just go to the Lord, not asking for anything. Just be in the presence. Just be in his glory. Just, you know, commune with him with all these little love notes and just tell him how much you love him, how much you adore him, how much you appreciate him. You know, you don't always have to go in the presence of the Lord asking for things, you know, like
that's
praying, Lord, please do this, and Lord, pray for that one, and Lord, give me this, and Lord, I need this, and Lord, I'm feeling, just be still. You know, it's good to pray, of course we pray for things, but it's some, you know, God wants to, he wants to just be with us.
Yes.
You know, he wants to just, us, he wants us just to come in his presence, and it just strengthens you. I don't know about you, but I know every time I come out of the presence of the Lord, there's something different, you know, little
Definitely.
By little, he is, you know, renewing, transforming from the inside out, you know, so sometimes don't always go to the Lord, always asking for something, you know, the first time the Lord had me do something, he told me to take women up to a retreat, and it's a long story, I don't know if I told the listeners, I'll tell it again one time, but, and he said, when you go to this, and I went to my brother's house, he had a house in Poconos, and it just built. And the way that happened, it was all the Lord. And it just had this beautiful house built up in the Poconos. And I took 11 women up there with me. And this was the first assignment the Lord gave me. But he was very clear. He said, when you take these women, I want to make sure that nobody asks me for anything. Mm-hmm. I want you to praise me. Mm-hmm. This was a praise meeting.
Wow. Amen.
A praise meeting. Just praise and glorify my name. And we just went up there just praising God. He said, don't ask me for anything. Don't go in there and ask, you need this, you need that, so-and-so needs this. Just praise me. And I tell you, we praised and we praised that whole weekend. We just praised the Lord. And I went to sleep because I hadn't slept. And I went to sleep one day and somebody woke me up one night. And someone woke me up and said, so-and-so's in there asking for stuff. She's praying over people. And I had to jump up. And I said, because he was very clear to me. I said, don't be praying for people. Just praise him. You know, she up there praying for people. And I'm like, praise him. This is a praise weekend. This is God's weekend. It was called the God thing. The name of the event was called the God thing. And he was very clear. Just give me the glory. And I have to tell you, when I came down from that mountain, that's when he started giving me other assignments. But I had to make sure that I went before him. We all went before him, just glorifying him. I don't know why I told that story tonight, but I hope that blesses someone. I hope someone gets what I'm trying to say to them, because I know how much it blessed me and how much it blesses me all the time just to glorify, just to be in his presence, just to dance before him. A couple of weeks ago, I put on this song by Tasha Cobbs. Put a praise in it. And I have to tell you, listeners, I was dancing like I was 20 years old. I mean, I was doing moves that I didn't know I could do in the Lord. And it was, and I must have danced 10 songs. And I didn't get tired. I was kicking my legs up and twirling around. And I didn't do a split. But anyway, I was... I was doing all kind of things, just allowing the Holy Spirit to move my body. Amen. And I just tell you, it was an amazing experience. I didn't want to stop. Put a praise in it. Oh, that's the wrong tune. But anyway.
Amen. This is so good. It is so important. Because, you know, darling, when you was talking about just praise and a time to praise, you know, to just stay before, you know, in the Our Father prayer, that's how Jesus started out. You know, he said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That means praise God, you know, worship him, tell him, you know, God, we love you. And that is so important because, you know, like you said, there may be things that we need to pray about, but when you do, sometimes it can get kind of cumbersome and you think you're in faith, but you're praying in fear.
Yes.
So the best thing when it gets kind of turbulent in your prayer, like, oh, I just can't seem to get through or whatnot. You know what you do? You praise.
Put a praise on.
You spend time in worship and praise before him.
If you were my friend, and we are friends, but I'm saying, if only time I came to you is when I wanted something.
Exactly.
Oh, Pastor LaShawn, I need this. Pastor LaShawn, can you do this? Mm-hmm. Pastor LaShawn, so-and-so needs this. You'd be like, you know, the only time I hear from Darlene is when she wants something. I mean, think about it. And I'm like, is she really a friend of mine? Because the only time she comes, you would say the only time that she comes is when she wants something. She wants money. She wants food. She wants me to give this one. She wants me to take her there. It's like, does she ever just come just to be with me? Just to spend time with me? You know, so it is so important that we spend time with the Lord and let him love on us as we love on him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We're about to take a quick break. I'm sorry, Pastor Sean. We're about to take a quick break and we'll be right back, listeners.
Change. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I live.
Welcome back to Women at Working for Jesus and with Jesus. This is Darlene McGee, and as always, it's great to be here. Alongside of me is Pastor Sean Brown. So what are you looking at over there, Pastor Sean?
I am just so, this waiting on the Lord is just so awesome. It's what we're sharing about. I want to just touch on one more thing, though, in reference to the thoughts. I know we're going to have that on another program. Because I was, when you were sharing about the thoughts, and how the enemy tried to come, and you say, Jesus, that's such a powerful word.
Yes.
Everything has to stop.
Yes.
Everything stops when you say the name of Jesus. Even negative thoughts stops.
Right.
There is a, and another thing is whenever those negative thoughts come, you have to counteract it, not with your word, mm-hmm. but with Jesus' word.
That's right.
Because that's what Jesus did when he was, the enemy came to try to tempt him. You know, said, turn this stones into bread. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. So always counteract the negative thoughts with the word of God.
Amen.
And, you know, in Philippians 4, God even gives us a theme for thought, you know, and because he goes on to say in verse 8, finally, brethren, when everything's are true and honest. But before we get to that, I can go up a couple of verses. It says, be anxious for nothing. And that's what goes on in the mind a lot of times. You get anxious.
Anxious.
He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. There's the thanksgiving again. It says, let your requests be made known to God. And guess what happened? The peace of God, because that's what we all are looking for. We desire his peace, and he desires you to walk in his peace. It's yours. As something you said, and I'll finish this scripture, you said we have a choice and we have a will. We do have a will to make the right choice.
That's right.
Many people believe like, I just can't. It's just the way I am. No.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose. God gave all of us a will.
That's right.
And you choose whether you are going to do the right thing or do the wrong thing. You make a choice, even with your thoughts. Am I going to keep thinking this negative thought, or am I going to break that and speak the word of God?
Amen.
You have the power to choose. Hallelujah. How you're going to think.
That's true.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting excited about that. And it says, verse 7, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now here's the verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, mm-hmm. whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever mm-hmm. things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. See, that was a good report.
Good report.
If there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Amen.
So God gives us a theme for thought, things to meditate on.
Yes.
The good report.
Yes.
So I just wanted to kind of just mention that, because that was such a good point you brought out about just when those negative thoughts come, call on the name of Jesus, because the word tells us what to think on. Good thoughts, things that are a good report. You don't have to think on a negative thing. You choose what you're going to think on. You have the power and will to choose. Amen. So don't let
that
the enemy
so
run
true.
rapid in your mind. Amen. Praise God. Speak the word of God.
Speak the word of God.
And just watch a calmness come over your heart, your mind, and just the peace of God will fill you, just like when you call on the name of Jesus. So that, oh my goodness, that is so powerful, that thought. So I'm looking forward to doing a whole talk on that. Praise God. So, beloved, yes, we are waiting on the Lord. There's a scripture here in Psalms 46, verse 10. It says, be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So he'll be exalted in your mind if be still. You know, quiet my soul. Because, my goodness. And I'm just going to meditate on God. Think on God. Give praise to him. He is worthy of it. Be still and know that I am God. We can't work out those situations on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We need to... in Christ, let God work them out.
That's right.
Don't try to work them out on your own. You get more frustrated and stressing. And I've mentioned this before, and it bears repetition. When you are stressing and worrying and frustrated, it affects your body. We weren't created to worry. Jesus said in Matthew 6, worry, don't worry. You know, just don't worry about it. He said the birds of the air, they don't worry. They know that I'm going to give them food and make preparations for them. Well, don't you worry. He's letting us know, don't you worry. You know, worry and stressing, it brings illness to the body. So, beloved, we weren't even created to worry. We were created to walk in his love and walk in his peace. So, praise God. Just take control yourself and say, I will walk in God's love. I will walk in his peace. I will be still before the Lord and wait before him. Hallelujah. And he will exalt you. And I say exalt you, not just outwardly. He'll start inside. He'll start inside by exalting you, your thoughts, the way you think, who you are, amen. Because many times you have a poor, some people have a poor perception of who they are. But you just stay before the Lord. He'll exalt you. He'll build you up and let you know who you are in him. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You are important to God. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. So we just want to encourage you, let you know you are important to God. Amen. As we be still before him and in his presence.
Yes.
He is so worthy to be praised. And you will be strengthened, because we read that in the first half. Mm-hmm. Two scriptures said, as you wait upon him, you will be strengthened in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And that is so true. You know, when people say to me sometimes, well, you know, Darlene, that's just who I am. You've mentioned that, you know, and I said, you know what? That's absolutely right. That's just who you are. But you have not been renewed.
That's
because
right.
When you are renewed, when God is doing a new thing in you, to you, and through you, your old one, the old person, the old Darlene, old Pastor Sean has passed away. So if you're holding on to what you used to be, what you've been all your life, this is what I do, this is how I think, this is how I, you have not let go or surrendered yourself and ask God, and allow God, shall I say, ask him and allow God to do something new in you, to, you know, just change you, you know, because if it's not of God, it shouldn't be of you. But you can't do it on your own. You have to ask God, you have to allow God to change you, to, you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't even know, you know, I've always done this, I've always been this way. And I could say that too. There's things that I was years ago, the thoughts I had years ago, the things I said years ago. I've never cursed, but there are things that I said that were mean and cruel. Just, you know, but the more that I spend time with God, the more that I allow God to transform me, the more that I let go, and the more the things are just gone. And I don't even miss them. I don't even think about it. You know, the way I think is different. You know, he works on your mind. He works on your heart. He works on different things of you. So I can't say that's just me, because I don't know who God has me. He has me a new creature. I am a new creature in God. I'm a new creature in Christ. So we have to allow God to do what only he can do to make us the way he wants us to be. Mm-hmm. Not the way I am, not the way I want to be, and not the way I choose to be, but with God. You know, I always say to the Lord, you know, God, make me the person you want me to be. Make me over in your way, not my way. Oh, I want to do this, and I want to still hold on to that, and this is me. No, I surrender all. When that song goes, I surrender all, I mean that. Withholding nothing. So we need to allow God to do a new thing in us, and watch, you'll be happier, you'll look better, you'll feel better, you'll act better, you'll talk better, you'll walk better. It's all God, you know, so allow him to do what only he can do. Like I said, I think it says in Isaiah 43, it says he's doing a new thing. You know, he's doing a new thing in you. Allow him. It's a new year. It's a new season. Allow God to do a new thing in you. Don't keep going around the same mountain for 40 years waiting to do a new thing because you're trying to do it. You know, allow God to do it. You know, you're trying to figure things out and try to, you waste a lot of time trying to figure out things and trying to solve problems and try to, I just say, Jesus, I just give it. I feel so relieved and so happier now that I just give him everything, you know. And every time I start to worry about something or think about something, I was like, Jesus, and I give it to him. Sometimes, you know, we take it back, start worrying, the enemy will bring it back. Well, you know, I'm like, all I know is Jesus. And just take a lot of load, a lot of burdens off of your back, you know, and just allow him. I don't know how we turned onto this conversation. We're talking about waiting on the Lord. But it all ties in.
It does. It does tie in, because as you were talking, I was thinking, this is what we need to do within, you know. And because I was thinking sometimes God's people, just people in general, we look to others to encourage us or to be there when, you know, things are going on in our life. But someone might not always be there. But what we're sharing here tonight is something you can do personally yourself in encouraging yourself as you wait before the Lord, as you worship and praise him, or as you spend time with him, or as you just call on his name when things are going on in your life, how just everything, there's a calmness that would just take place. I admonish you, try it. When just seems like just confusion all around you, just say, like Darlene said, just say, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And watch what happens. So, no, this is very good, because it's not about what someone else, you know, we look at other people. Oh, I thought they were going to be there for me, this and that and the other. No. This is what goes on inside. We're talking about what's going on inside of you, because God wants us whole. He doesn't want us, you know, and complete. He wants us whole, and you are whole and complete with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And that way you are healthy and can help someone from a healthy heart, from a healthy spirit, from a healthy soul. You know, I was just looking at David as we were reading. We read a psalm that says, he said in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen. Well, he knew what he was saying. He knew because he had experienced it. Just like Darlene said, many times we have to share things that we've experienced. Well, David shared that in Psalm 27 because he had an experience, many experiences, where he had to wait before the Lord and be of good courage. There's one particular time in 1 Samuel chapter 30, David's men had turned on him because they went out to battle, and when they came back, all of their belongings were gone, their children and wives were gone, and all the men that were with him, they turned against him. And so David said in verse 8, it said, David inquired of the Lord. David said in verse 6, it says here that David strengthened himself in the Lord. So many times when things are going on in your life, you might have to strengthen yourself. You can't wait or depend on someone else to come to you. Oh, I thought they might call me while I was going through. No. It's you and God. The Lord is right there. He said he'll never leave or forsake you. He is always with you. It doesn't matter if it doesn't feel like it. Being with God is not a feeling. It's what you know in your heart by faith. So don't look for feelings when you're going before the Lord, when you feel wondering if he's there or not. He's not there in your feelings. He's there by faith, because you know what his word says. His word said, I will never leave or forsake you. I am always with you. So you just strengthen yourself in the Lord, just as David did, by going before him. And it says here in verse 6, says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the people were grieved, every man for his son and his daughter. But David strengthened himself in the Lord. There was no one there to strengthen him. So he went before the Lord. He waited before the Lord. And he remembered when he was out in that sheep field, keeping those sheep, praising God. He thought back to those times, and so many times. Just think back to all the other times that God helped you through. That'll encourage you right there as you wait before him. Say, oh, Lord, I remember when you brought me through this and you brought me through that. Lord, I'm here in 2020 now. I know you're going to bring me through whatever it is that's taking place, what may happen. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. Hallelujah. I'm just going to trust you. Remember, trusting God and knowing that he's there, it is not a feeling, beloved. It is believing by faith. You know it because his word said it. How do you know he's there? I don't feel it, Pastor LaShawn. Remember, I just said it's not about a feeling. It's your faith. You believe. Just like when Darlene said she called on Jesus. Once she called on him, it's just, oh my God, she gets a peace. She knows by faith he's there, and she starts to sense his presence. It's a difference from sensing God's presence and going on a feeling. So, oh, that's another whole topic right there. But beloved, be strengthened in the Lord and knowing that he will never leave or forsake you. He is always there with you. Be of good courage.
That's true. And you know, that's good stuff, because God is always there. He's always with you. If he's with me, you know, I wish I could say, well, you know, one time I used to be so selfish with God. You know, first I was like, oh, he's my God, he's my daddy, he's my this, he's my... And he's like, you know, I have my special relationship with him, but everyone can if they choose. You know, it was just like, I was like, I'm the apple of his eye. Well, guess what? Everybody's the apple of his eye. You know, he has enough love for everyone. Yes, you know, and one time I was like, but I would listen to somebody talking about their daddy, you know, Jesus. And I'm like, well, that's my dad. He's the same thing for me, you know. And then God had to shake me and like, wait a minute, you know, share me with everybody because, you know, he loves us all, you know. And someone was saying, well, you know, I know God loves me. And I said, you're absolutely right. But the question is, without a doubt, God loves you. But do you love him? That's my question to you. Do you love him? Because he definitely loves you. And if you love him, then you'll have a relationship with him. You know, and try to, you know, do what he has us do. You know, you can't just do whatever you want and just say, oh, yeah, you know, I know God. You might know of him, but there's a difference when you do know God because you're not the same. You can't do the same things you do. You don't want to. You don't, it's just because you allowed him to do a work in you. So, you know, sisters and brothers, you know, I just encourage everyone to seek him. That's one of the things. Just seek him. Yes. Seek him for yourself. Yes. You know, you can listen to us all day and whatever, because we know we're seeking him, you know, yes. But seek him for yourself. If you don't, you know, believe us or if you don't understand what we're saying, just seek the Lord. He'll make it all plain for you, and he will take you places you've never been before if you just surrender and just say yes and just yield. That's what he had me do. Surrender, say yes, surrender, and just yield. And I was one of those people that, you know, I thought I was yielding, but I wasn't. You know, I still thought I was a driver. And God said, either you're going to drive or you're going to allow me to drive. So we have to really make sure that we are allowing God to be in control. And the way this world is, you know, you got to be in control. You can control. You got to do your own thing. You got to, whatever makes you happy, do it. You know, everything goes. No, for me, it does. Everything doesn't go. And I'm so glad that I have allowed God to take control of my life. Because it takes a lot of pressure, a lot of anxiety. It takes a lot of things off of me and allow him to be the driver. And I encourage you listeners, allow God to be the driver of your life. Allow him to be the captain of your boat, the pilot of your plane. Just allow God to be with you, to be in control. Don't lead him. Allow him to lead you. And I always ask the Lord, lead and guide every footstep, every word. My mind, you know, my eyes, just be in control, because I've tried to run things in my life, been there and done that and made a total mess of it. And now I give myself to the Lord and I'm happier now than I've ever been. And I encourage you to do the same. Amen.
Amen. You know, that's a good word, Darlene. I think that's a good word for 2020. Mm. You said yield, surrender, and say yes.
Yes. Oh, we got our three words. Remember last year we had three words. Now we, wondering when God was going to give us those words.
That is so good. But you know what? There's such a peace in that. Mm-hmm. Yield, surrender, and just say yes to him.
Yes.
Just say yes to the Lord.
Yes.
But you won't say yes if you don't yield and surrender.
That's right.
So you got to do that first.
You have to do that first. That's right. That's
you
right.
Have to yield.
You have to yield, then, mm-hmm. surrender, and then say yes.
Yes.
You're right. Because if you say yes and you haven't yielded or surrendered, then it's backwards.
Try to go your own way.
Try to go your own way. Yeah, I'm going to go this way.
This is really good. This is really good.
Amen.
So, yes, I made myself a note on that, to yield, surrender, and say yes to the Lord. And I made myself another note. It said that strength is renewed as you wait.
That's true.
Strength is renewed as you wait.
That's true.
So that is something, listeners, please to take with you today. Mm-hmm. To 2020, yield, surrender, and say yes. And we want you to know that your strength is renewed as you wait before
that's
the
so
Lord.
True.
It is a good thing.
That is true. Because when you wait, you know, for one thing, I feel like you're letting the Lord know that you do trust him.
Exactly.
And you do have faith. Mm-hmm. Even though it doesn't look like, you know, things don't look the way you think they should look and you don't see anything happening. And I always say he's working behind the scenes, but you have to believe and you have to trust that, you know, and you have to have faith in that. Because if you don't, I think God probably just wants to see just how much faith we say we have faith. Oh, yeah, I have faith. Oh, yeah, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. And I believe. But do you really? Do you give up in the midst of the storm, the desert? Do you just give up? And just say, well, you know what, God's taking too long, or maybe I was mistaken. Let me just do my own thing. You know, and I can honestly say I am in a waiting stage right now, and I've been waiting for 15 years, and I shall wait until God comes through or tells me stop waiting, you know, whatever. Amen. But I'm going to hold on to his words. I'm going to hold on to him, you know, no matter what, no matter how it looks, no matter how long it takes, you know. I hope it don't take much longer. But anyway, I have no other choice. When you think you have an option, then you might use those options. But for me, there's no other option. Amen. I'm going to trust him. Amen. I don't have enough. There's no plan B. There's you know, okay, that's good. This doesn't work. I'm gonna take my plan B. There's no plan B, you know. And so that's when we get in trouble. We start, you know, saying, okay, let me see my choices. For me, there's only one choice. His name is Jesus.
That's right.
That's for me, you know. And I just encourage you listeners to have a relationship with God and make him your first and only choice. Because everything else after that will fall into place, no matter what. And in the interim, as you wait, your character is being built, patience, endurance. There's a whole bunch of stuff being built in the midst, in the interim of your waiting, in the midst of your waiting. You're not just sitting there just waiting, you know, by the phone. There's so much. And God has you working, too. You know, I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit here, and then I'll work after. No, he's like, no, you're going to work now. There's things I want you to do because I'm building something. I'm doing something within you. So learn to be obedient. And most of all, learn to know his voice. And the only way you can is by spending time with him. And getting, you know, getting to know him even more, you know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, I guess we're closing up now. You have a last word?
Just yield, surrender, yes, and remember, strength is renewed as you wait
upon
the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Again, this is Women Networking for Jesus and with Jesus. I'm Darlene McGee and Pastor Sean Brown. And God's willing, we'll be back next Friday. Be blessed. And remember, too,
yield, surrender, and say yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.